Well, first of all, the first sitting of the 31st Dáil commenced at 10:30 this morning when the clerk of the Dáil read out the list of names of those who had been elected and to the 34th Dáil, 174 members. And when that was completed then, he advised the House that four TDs had been nominated, and that was John McGuinness, Sean O'Farrell, Verona Murphy and Iggis O'Snoddy. Each of the members got 5 minutes to make a presentation, and after the four made their presentations, we were invited to vote. It's a single transferable vote, 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's the only way that they could be assured of an outcome after the vote. Years ago, it was a matter of going through the lobbies, and it was totally transparent, but this is a single transferable vote in secret, so no one knows. But the leader of Fianna Fáil and the leader of Fine Gael indicated to their parliamentary parties that they would wish that the members would consider Verona Murphy, not a directive, it was aspirational. So it's very much a matter for each individual, and it's not known and won't be known until 3:30 who was the successful candidate.
And Micheál Martin has sort of made, not as a directive as you said, but you use the word aspiration, despite two Fianna Fáil TDs, Sean O'Farrell and John McGuinness, putting their names forward to enter the race, a bit peculiar.
Well, John McGuinness was the first to indicate and to contest. You must have the support of seven TDs. They must sign the nomination papers. And after that, while Sean O'Farrell indicated that he wasn't going forward, apparently some people from both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and approached him and stated that there were many new members and that he, as the incumbent, would be the one to ensure that there would be a fairly seamless transition and that he would take the chair for a year and a half or 2 years. But at that stage, John McGuinness had indicated that he was going. There was another name mentioned, Michael Moynihan, who withdrew yesterday. So it's the prerogative of the Dáil, the Parliament, to elect the Concorda, and that's the way it'll be, and whatever the outcome is, then we will work with that Concorda.
Okay, but a number of TDs have said that it isn't right to use the position of Concorda as a bargaining chip in government formation talks. Your view on that?
Well, that has been said, but we're living in a real world, and that's the situation. And the independent grouping were anxious that one of their members would be elected as Concorda, and that was a matter for them. So both leaders then indicated that it would be helpful in negotiations if they acceded to that request, and going forward we could be assured of a secure government for the next 5 years. But of course, a lot of has to be done by way of consultation over the next number of weeks, and then I know from our party's perspective we then have to give the membership of the party an opportunity to decide whether they favour it or otherwise. And the Dáil, I understand, will come back on the 22nd of January, and hopefully a new government would be in place, but I would be doubtful about that. I think it'll go on into the end of January or the beginning of February.
And you yourself, you weren't interested in the position of Concorda. I know you previously held the position of Lass Concorda some years back, and your name was somewhat in the mix this time round too, Deputy Gallagher.
Well, of course, I'm the only one in the Dáil today, the 34th Dáil, who was there in 1981. I'm the only TD, and I have a lot of experience both there and in Europe. I didn't even consider it, because it meant that if I were to be elected Concorda, I would have to remove myself from the political stage. You could make representations, of course, on behalf of individuals and communities, but couldn't get involved politically, and my life is politics. And as Lass Concorda, then you can have it both ways. You can be the TD and you can also carry out the chairmanship of the Dáil in an impartial way. And I think my record from 2016 to 2020 was good. And we'll wait and see. The Lass Concorda position will not be considered until the government is formed. And that also is a private secret vote.